Yeah, Ray, listen, Allie drew this picture of our family. Now she wants to put it up on the fridge.
Yeah, so?
Well, look at it. There's Allie and the twins, and there's you and me, and look at your parents.
Oh, she made them giants.
Yeah.
With sharp teeth and claws.
Yeah, and they're attacking our house.
Stop it, I'm showing it.
No, this way.
It goes this way. She's very perceptive.
You can't put this on the fridge. Your parents are going to see it.
Do you like my picture, Daddy?
Yes, I do, sweetie.
Honey, how come you made Grandma and Grandpa look so scary?
That's not Grandma and Grandpa. Those are Halloween monsters.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Grandma and Grandpa aren't monsters.
Ah, youth. Yeah. Hey, where are you going? Everybody Loves Raymond. We'll be right back. Sit down.
Press box. Hold on one second. Kevin, it's Roy Firestone.
Ooh, Roy's calling.
Ooh, Roy's calling. I'm on TV with Roy. Roy Firestone.
You're not a little jealous, are you, Andy?
No, I'm not jealous. So, Kevin does the play-by-play for the Mets, and I'm just his humpback stat guy. But you know what? Without me, he wouldn't know what to say. He'd open up his mouth and meat would fall out.
Thanks, yep. I'll tell him now. All right, Roy. You know who that was? It was Roy freaking Firestone.
Did he ask you to a sleepover?
You, my friend, are going to be on TV.
Me? What are you talking about?
Harvey Johnson's taking a vacation, and Roy wants you to fill in with us on Sports Call with Roy Firestone.
Get out of here. Come on, I don't know TV. I'm a sports writer.
Roy specifically asked for a newspaper guy or a Chinese person.
Wait a minute. That's a live TV show.
It's 30 minutes. Come on. It's the easiest money ever made.
Easier than the 40 bucks you got when you couldn't do 7 push-ups?
It was 10, Andy. I couldn't do 10 push-ups.
It doesn't matter because you stopped after 2.
So you're in, right?
I don't know. I gotta think it over.
I gotta let him know tonight, Ray.
Roy wants me. Come on, he knows who I am.
Everybody knows who you are. You know sports. You get to the heart, the poetry that is sports.
Oh, I'm having the stomach that is nauseous.
Are you sure he knows me? He's read my stuff?
He knows it all. Come on.
You think I'll do all right on there?
You're going to do great, man.
All right, I'll do it.
Yeah, that's the man I know.
Oh, man, look at you. Deborah's going to flip, man, when she hears this. Oh, woo! God.
TV big shot.
Hi. Oh, hi, Michael. Michael answered the phone. It's the first time. He's never done it.
Oh, the first time. What is he, 14 now, Ray?
He's 2. Yeah. Hi, it's Daddy. No, I know Daddy's not home. I'm Daddy. No, I'm Daddy. Yeah. Is Mommy? Hello? No, don't go get Daddy. No, he dropped the phone. Is somebody there? Somebody there to pick up the phone? Deborah. I hear you, Deborah. You're walking right by the phone now. Look down. Look down, Deborah. I'm in the phone. You know what my mother did? She sent flyers out all over the neighborhood. Give me some tips, man. Tell me something.
Just make love to the camera, Ray.
What do you say, fellas?
Hey, Roy.
Good to see you.
Y'all know James Worthy.
Hey, James, good to see you again. All right. Yeah.
Ray, good to see you
How
again.
How are you?
Y'all ready for the big show?
I guess so. I don't do TV much. Ever. First time. Kind of got some butterflies going.
Well, you know, I don't get the butterflies. I just throw up before every live show.
We're live in 30 seconds.
Wait, I didn't throw up yet. How do you say? You sit, you cross your legs?
I don't, but I can't.
Okay, everybody, stand by. In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Listen, can I get
Hello,
a
Hello, get
free?
Buddy. I'm Roy Firestone, and this is Sports Call. Our guest all this week from the Great Laker Championship team is Mr. James Worthy. And as always, the radio voice of the New York Mets, Mr. Kevin Daniels. Good to see you, Kev.
Roy, James, how are you, folks?
And a brand new face from Newsday, a fine columnist, Mr. Ray Barone. Good to see you, Ray.
Howdy.
Our subject tonight, athletes and steroids. As you might know, there's an increasing use of the steroids among amateur athletes. And, Ray, you wrote a very interesting piece about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did, Roy.
Why don't you tell us about that, Ray?
It's a growing problem. It's a growing problem. Steroids.
Right.
I'd say it's gotten to be a bit of a...
Epidemic?
No, it's not an epidemic. It's out of control. It's kind of like a... Epidemic. What they did was they took a group of Olympic athletes and they asked them if using steroids would guarantee you a gold medal but would also kill you in 5 years, would you still do it? Right. 64% of them said yes.
Wow, really?
That's alarming.
I really enjoyed the piece. A terrific piece. Did a great job.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Roy. You know, when a program succeeds like that, a lot of that stuff just gets swept right under the rug.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And what's going to happen is that it's later that these kids are going to realize that, oh, they've made a horrible mistake.
Right.
You know, they don't realize it at first, but what happens is, you know, they're sacrificing what once, you know, was the ideal dream, the American dream. You know, so, and toss it around. Hello.
What's
going on?
Capturing the moment.
All right, come on, Dad, cut it out.
Great action shot.
Oh, come on, let me be the first one to hug my big TV star.
No. Yeah, it wasn't that good.
Here, Frank, take a picture.
Come on.
They should give you the show.
Yes.
You're better than that other guy.
Kevin?
No, the other one. The one who's acting like the boss.
Boy Firestar?
You and the whole show.
Come on.
Now you got television. Way to go.
I felt a little awkward there.
No. You never know.
No.
Here's James Worthy listening to you talk.
He took pictures of me on the television.
Yeah. Sure. How open is my son on the tube?
I was on when we busted John Gotti.
Yes, but you didn't have any lines, dear.
So what'd you think?
Oh, you were great. Yeah. What did they say at the show?
Yeah, I think they liked me.
Yeah?
Of course they liked you.
It was like watching Joe Garagiola.
Look, this one is Roy smiling at something I said right there.
Oh, I remember when you did that. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that was great. You like you.
All right, come on. It's a TV show, that's all it is. We could blow that one up. That one could get blown up.
Ray!
Hey, I was just talking to Kevin.
Hey, look at this. Allie drew another picture of our family, and she still says that these monsters aren't your parents.
All right, so maybe they're not.
Ray, this one is bald, and this one's carrying a covered dish.
You know what? Save that. Someday a therapist may want to see it. Listen, I was just talking to Kevin. And Harvey Johnson's going to be out again tomorrow, so they want me to do the show again.
Oh, I thought it was just a one-time deal.
Yeah, well, things went pretty well there. Everybody seemed to like it, so I figured, hey, why not?
Hey, great. Yeah, that's really great.
What?
Nothing.
Well, I mean, you're pursing your lips. What's wrong?
Pursing? What? No. Okay. It's just maybe before the next show you could just practice a few words you kind of had a little bit of trouble saying tonight. No. Don't get. It's not a big deal.
Oh, come on.
It's not a big deal.
I'm going to be on television.
Okay. Look. Asterisk. You were talking about some record that had an asterisk next to it. Asterisk.
Well, come on, asterisk. Asterisk. Oh, I said asterisk on television.
It's okay. No, it's okay. Just asterisk.
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 Asterix.
Asterix.
Oh, shut up. Stop showing off.
Sorry. You know what? Maybe it would be easier if you just break it into two parts. Asterisk.
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 Asterix. Oh.
You know, Ray, nobody even cares. Next time that word comes up, maybe just say, little star.
What else? What other words?
Well, you're asking me, yeah. Right? You're asking me.
Yeah, what are you doing? I'm asking you. Oh.
Yeah, ask. Sometimes you say...
Axe. Oh, man.
No, honey, come on. You just gotta practice those words. Just practice those words.
Why didn't you tell me this? You should have told me the first time I asked you something.
I never thought you were gonna be on television. You know what we could do? Let's put them all in a sentence. Say, I asked you to put the asterisk with the cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon. Cinnamon. Oh, my God, I'm a monkey. Did I say cinnamon on the show?
No. It's just a good thing to know for when we're at the IHOP. Come on. I asked you to put the asterisk with the cinnamon.
I asked you
to
put the asterisk with the cinnamon. Cinnamon. All right, you know what? No more IHOP.
Ray, it's just those couple of words, that's all. I mean, you were really, we told you were great on the
show.
Yeah,
you really told me. You told me. I believed you.
Oh, really, honey? You were terrific.
Don't. Sorry, I asked. Hi.
Oh, hi, dear. You hungry?
No.
Sit down. I'll make you a sandwich.
Allie gave you one of her paintings?
Yeah. Look how big we are compared to the rest of the family.
Yeah, that's great. Listen, you guys ever notice that I say certain words funny?
What do you mean? Like Glockenspiel or Tushy?
No. Not funny words, Dad. Do I mispronounce words? I'm just asking.
Oh, I think you speak beautifully, dear. Why? What's wrong?
Deborah thought I had trouble on the show last night with certain words.
Oh, that's ridiculous. It sounds like she's being a little nitpicky.
Yeah? So you really think I was all right last night?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because I'm going to do it again tonight.
We want you back?
Well, what does that mean?
Nothing. It's just that we thought it was over.
So you did notice the words.
Listen, you got bigger problems than your little words there.
Like what?
Like scratching the microphone. Nobody could hear what the hell was going on.
Yeah, but at least the scratching kept him from waving his hands around like he was landing planes.
The microphone was much worse.
No.
It seemed like he'd never been on television before.
He never has been on television before, but he's had his hands his whole life.
The microphone was much more annoying.
Ray, which is more annoying?
This or this?
I did that?
Yeah, now that you mention it, your voice was kind of monotonous.
I didn't mention that.
Well, it tended to drone on and on, dear.
It was very off-putting.
My God.
You see? Like that. Most people would say, my God. You gotta try and make your voice go up and down more. High and low. I would absolutely love a nice dill pickle. Pickle, Marie.
Oh. Wait, so let me get this straight then. Everything you said after the show last night was a lie. And behind my back, you've been talking about how bad I was. You think I stunk? You think I stunk?
Yeah, what difference does it make what we think? They asked you back.
But keep in mind some of the things we told you because I got to see people during the day.
Oh, my God, the supermarket.
You lie to me. You lie to me and you do it so well. How long has this been going on?
3 weeks.
God, look at you. Look at you. Oh, my God. You've been lying to me my whole life, haven't you? Oh, Rami, you're such a great writer. You could have been writing poetry. How about in high school, Ma? Oh, don't worry, Ray. The girls, they don't know what they're missing. They knew, and they didn't miss it. How about this, Ma? Were you lying when you said, oh, the day you were born was the happiest day of our lives?
No, that's true. It was. Don't need that now, Robert.
What's going on?
And you know they've been lying to us our whole lives? Anytime they ever try to make us feel good about ourselves.
When did that happen to me?
Oh, honey, I'm sure we lied to you plenty of times.
You gotta get your own place, man.
No, don't be silly. We love having you here.
Oh, my God.
Ray, we told you you were a good writer so that you would think you were a good writer. Then somebody gave you a job. That's what parents do. They all lie to their kids for their own good.
But other parents aren't lying, Ma. They believe in their children.
No, they don't.
Oh, that's it. That's it, okay? No more lies, all right? Don't help me anymore.
That was good, high and low.
Say that because the pros can hit it so far that they should lengthen the length of all the courses. And, you know, I know I'm probably droning on here, but what about tradition? There's always tradition and history and stuff. And I know. I support the changes in baseball, but look, let me ask you something here. Shouldn't a sport sometimes should adopt, adapt? Adapt and grow, but aren't there times that a sport shouldn't adapt and not grow? Probably not grow.
I didn't go very well, did it?
Not your best moment there, Raymond.
What are you doing?
You're being honest. You said that's what you wanted.
I could have eaten a box of alphabets and crapped a better interview.
Well, what did you think?
Honey, I begged you to say little star.
It was even worse than last time.
You made me hate TV.
Want me to play it back for you, Raymond?
All right. Come on, look, I want you to be honest, but it couldn't have been all bad. Come, Dad, I made my voice go high and low, like you said.
That didn't work.
But what about my little Steinbrenner joke?
It wasn't funny. It's not nice to hurt other people's feelings.
Well, what about this?
This is funny.
All right, come on. I mean, it could have been... There had to be something there. I sat there and... Come on. Come on.
There were a lot of good things, Ray.
Yeah,
like those other guys, they're so polished and professional, and you were really like human.
Yeah. But what about what I said, though? I mean, did it make sense?
Oh, yeah. I got some of it.
So, I mean, it wasn't a total disaster.
No, not at all.
Well, how many total disasters are there?
The fact that you could go on live television with such little experience, that really says a lot.
You are great, dear.
At least I tried it, right? I mean, it's better. It's better to try it than to not.
Yeah, yeah, she's got to get in there and get a try.
That's a ball.
You
hit the ball. You hit the ball.
You hit the ball. You hit the ball. I mean, you were so...
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Better than Broadway.
Okay. All right. I got some makeup on. I'm going to take the makeup off, and then I'll come back.
Okay. Yeah. You were so good. I bet they have you back out again. I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all about you, Raymond.
Robert.
I don't think that was a total disaster.
Well, how many total disasters are there?